This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello. It's Thursday. And we have, I believe, all our technical issues have been worked out.
All right. Great news.
Hope so.
Fantastic.
I would like to say John has broken a sweat over here and made it happen.
All right.
Good
way
job,
to go,
honey.
John.
You're amazing.
He is amazing.
So the movies review guys are here and waiting to get started. I'll read a few texts before we do that, though. My first text is a little lengthy, but I'll start with this one.
Oh, all right.
I have a few questions for Hooman.
Oh, interesting.
Is it true?
Should I turn him on?
Yes, I think you need to turn him on. He probably wants to address this person's questions.
I don't know if I...
Well, is it true that he made out with some girl for 40 minutes while still wearing a mask? B, hold on. How did she, in particular, earn the 40-minute makeout during a pandemic? Because, most women can't earn it even during normal times.
Good question.
She must have been very in particularly special. And C, or three, whatever, what's on her business card that gave her the right to your lips for 40 minutes?
All right, well, let's address these in order. First of all, we made out with lips on lips, no masks.
Wait. Oh. What happened to the mask on mask thing?
That was another girl who
who's
like, hey,
track, you know?
She said, do you want to try to kiss through the masks? And I said, sure.
And did you feel your tongues poking at each other through the fabric?
Sort of.
Ugh.
You don't like that, Tommy?
Well, it's just kind of, you know. No, I don't. I think it's...
All right. And then secondly, yes, it is true. We did make out for 40 minutes, and it was enjoyable. She's one of my friends, and I don't know. I was walking her to her car, and next thing I know, we just start making out. So,
was there any crotch grabbing?
No crotch grabbing.
Through the mask?
No mask. Only one girl. There was a 10-second kiss through the mask, and then there was 40-minute kiss.
Did you guys hear about that doctor who said that people who are doing one night, because one night stands are still going to be happening. He says, you know, if you're doing Tinder and one night stands, you should wear a mask while you're doing it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, we did hear that.
Yeah.
I mean, what? I mean, really?
You're already engaging in risky behavior.
I don't
all the way.
I mean, come on. At some point, it's got to be just like, you know, rip that thing off. Come on.
Well, there are places, I believe he was talking, how do I word this? There are places you can kiss where you won't catch COVID, but yes, anyway, Hooman, the texter wants to know, what is that particular girl's title that, you know, warranted a 40 minute kiss in a parking lot?
What qualifies her?
So I don't want to be super specific, but she's a director of sorts, and she she helps a lot of people who are desperately in need of services.
Oh, what type? The type you were desperately
in? No, you know, like the disenfranchised youth. Yes, and other things like that, and people who are hungry. Okay. And
so she has a movie connection and a charity connection, and this was enough
It's just charity, an executive director type of sorts. You know what I mean? I don't mean like a movie director. No. I mean, a boss. She's a boss. A boss girl. Boss lady. All right. Hey, everyone. Thank you for that, Vinny. I really appreciate it.
Look, it was the texters. I just wanted to address that for them. But,
yes.
That was nice.
Great
of you,
job.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Hey, everyone. Before we get into the social dilemma, I do want to tell you, give me 30 seconds to tell you about a film that came out a few years ago called One Last Hug. It's only 30 minutes. You can get it on Amazon or HBO. The movie is so beautiful and it's so sad, and it's about a grief camp for kids called Camp Aaron. And these kids have lost their parents through sickness and accidents and brutal circumstances.
Holy
it's a place
boy.
For them to grieve and recover and let go and move on. One Last Hug. I highly recommend it. I give it 5 Persian rugs. You are going to cry a river of tears, but it's so beautiful. It is so beautiful. All right, everybody.
It's finally time for the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show to peak for the week. It's the Little Drummer Boy. Legit. The movie.
Oh, that cackle.
With Hillman and Tommy.
It sounds like somebody having a fit on, a drum set.
All right, everyone. Here is your review of a new documentary on Netflix called The Social Dilemma. So the folks behind Facebook and Instagram and Gmail and other social networks talk about the human impact of social networking from their perspective, how it's built on manipulation. Tommy. You were excited about this documentary. You were excited to see it. You were excited to review it. What resonated with you about this?
Well, hey, Hooman. Man, is it great to see you after a long time. And be back with the crew virtually.
Hey.
Excited is a word, but I think it was motivated. I was motivated to see this because I, I'm very passionate about what social media is doing to
you're
us.
All over it. I mean, this is you are a
I don't like
madman.
Yeah, I don't like what I'm seeing in my industry. I don't like what I'm seeing in my my house a lot of times.
What are you seeing in your house?
I have 4 teenagers in my house. 4. I'm right. Yeah, that's right. That's I'm going to say that again. I have 4 teenagers in my house at the same time.
Well, maybe better than 4 toddlers, but not when it comes to social
media.
Well,
they were toddlers at one point, right? Yeah. So now they're but they're the teenagers. You know, the little kids little problems, big kids bigger problems. And social media is a gigantic amplifier. And what we're seeing, you know, the movie lets you in to the inside, the DNA of what social media is. And how we are all, every single one of us, basically targets. And we're all living 2 billion Truman shows with our own realities. And we're not seeing the same things in our feeds. The feeds are, everything is tailored to us. And how kids in particular are susceptible to, they're dying for likes. They're dying for acceptance. And they are especially vulnerable to meanness. And bullying, and how that can affect short term and long term behaviors, and their value. They're looking at themselves.
So, should some of the responsibility on the youth, come from the parents? Like, is it fair to blame social media for 90% of the bullying and the distractions? Like, is this kind of a scapegoat on any level in your mind?
Well, I don't think it's a scapegoat because parenting is always going to be the number one thing in any kid's
life. Well, what have you seen specifically in your kids' lives? Like, what?
My kids are like any other kids. So they put up a picture of themselves. Oh, they'll make like a little funny like skit or something like that. And then like other kids come on and like say something. So there's a great conversations that you can have, which is like, you're not going to please everybody. You know, you're not going to make everybody happy. Not everybody's going to be your friend. Not everybody's going to be nice.
Right.
You know? But then the thing with social media is that unless you you know, and very few parents actually do this, where you just, like, take the phone out of their hands and they're not allowed to have it at all, social media comes home with them from school. They come home from school. It used to be that when we got home from school, it didn't follow us home. We went
on TV. Phone
was
your only possible connection.
Right. Yeah, you have to get on a wired phone to make a phone call to the thing. But now it's like they come home. It's like it follows them home. It's with them all the time. And the whole thing with notifications and likes and being notified if somebody says anything. And, you know, my wife is an associate principal who and she has, you know, through her lens, I've seen what she has to deal with the crowdsourced bullying and the mob-like behavior and how they'll target a kid and, you know, make a private Instagram group to basically tear down one human individual that they do not like. Mm. That is something that we have never had to deal with, ever. That is, this is a new paradigm. And no matter who, how great the parents are, if that's happening to a kid, that's happening to the kid. It's not happening to the parents, and you can't parent it away. We have to have a whole new set of tools and vocabulary. And this movie spectacularly lays that out for any parent. This is not a, like, oh, well, we're not, like, just, you know, screaming, oh, life is over, life is over. This is a motivating movie. It's a motivating movie for any parent who's listening to this right now to know what's actually happening so they have the tools to help their kid.
So is there anything, Sarah, Vinny, Tommy, Bryn, Nicole, is there anything that can be done to put the monster back in the cage? Like, can we close Pandora's box?
I don't think we can.
No way.
I think this is the way, because even things like where you used to get your music, like Spotify used to be a music place, and now there's a total social component to it. I mean, like, everything has that social component. I just don't know how we could close the box. I think,
you know, just to make sure, it's a fascinating film because the people who invented these tools are the people who are being interviewed. So the people who literally invent, the guy who invented the like button. The guy who invented the like button, the guys who created Gmail, the people who invented every single thing that is designed to keep us engaged. There's three things that everything is – it's all about this, keeping you engaged, keeping you sharing with your friends, and then monetizing you. Three things. That's it. And they basically – so now listen, every single one of us is tracked, and every single one of us has a model inside Facebook. Or Instagram or Snap or Twitter or whatever it is. We all have a virtual model based on our behaviors, and the AI at all those companies manipulates us to stay engaged. Mm. And it's absolutely the way
do
you describe
they,
it.
Pardon
the
me,
way
do
you
they use
it is like I've never heard before?
Do they use the word addiction anywhere in that movie?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. There are only two industries that call their clients users: illegal drugs and software. That's mm-hmm. it. And they put it right up there. It's like there's only two industries that call the people who
use
their
them.
Product
users. We're users everywhere,
yeah, users,
but that's what they call them, right?
Yeah.
The therapists and the psychologists are saying you're going to have Generation Z, which is, you know, 1996 onward. Their lives are built on manipulation and lies.
Mm. Yeah.
But, you know,
disinformation.
I did talk to a couple people on the other side of the coin on this, and they said you can't blame everything on social media. Like, people have to take some kind of responsibility for their own lives. Do you agree with that?
Of course.
Okay.
Who doesn't?
Grown-ups
say that?
Do, yes.
But
I agree.
But that's not what we're talking about. Nobody's saying that no one should take – we're talking about the fact that, like, listen, you love the other movie that we're going to discuss at the end called The Great Hack. And
yeah.
I do too. And they had a great thing in there where they said if facts don't matter, then we don't have common ground. So literally, if I pull up Facebook, my Facebook feed, I see different facts than you do.
Yeah.
That's why we can't talk to each other anymore. There's no way to parent out or personal responsibility that we're being manipulated on purpose.
Right.
One last question. So all these guys like who were interviewed, all these, you know, 100 millionaires and billionaires now as a result of this technology – What should they do to make up for their sins?
Make up for their sins?
Yeah, by creating this monster that nobody can control. They can't even control it for their own kids.
Well, that guy, Tristan, is the guy, this guy who was the head of, he was the top guy of Social Dilemma. He started a new company called, you know, Responsibility.
Sure.
Humane ethicism in digital spaces. And these guys are going to, the only way they're going to atone is to be part of the solution.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. Throughout the film, you hear the so-called experts who created the social media say, our kids, our own kids, are addicted to what we created. We don't know what to do to help our own children. Now, to blame social media for everything that's bad with the youth is a mistake. But I will say, I was watching this movie thinking about George Orwell's book, 1984. Mm. I mean, it's such a reality. And, you know, we are all addicted. I liked the movie. I didn't love the movie. I liked it. I'm going to give it 3.5 Persian rugs.
3.5?
Yeah.
3.5 Persian rugs on Social Dilemma.
Yes.
What was missing for the star and a half that couldn't get you to 5?
You didn't hear anybody on the other side at all. You didn't hear anyone. They only let the people that were like criticizing all the platforms, but
maybe no one's rah-rahing it.
Well, we all know all the, you know, there is some good that comes from social media. All of the help that happens, all
That's
the
true.
Support, all the awareness.
Right, they talk about
venting.
They do talk about that.
I mean, barely.
They talked about it, how they said we were the guys who created this stuff, and it was nowhere on our radar. That, listen, Hooman, you remember the guy who was on, who came on and said teen suicide is up 175% since 2012.
Right.
And preteen suicide is up 295%. Mm. These were numbers that stayed the same for generations. And then in 2011 went off the charts.
Sure.
Exponentially more.
Horrifying.
And it is horrifying what's going on. So if we need to do both siderism on Social Dilemma, I'm going to go with the movie that these guys made.
Okay.
All right. Because I think we can see, like, you know, oh, here's another interesting thing. So remember when Vinny was talking about addiction? All right. So has anybody, listen, I'm a musician. So I've known addicts and I've known recovered addicts and I know every phase of it. I put up a post the other day that said, literally the one that I told you about, where only two industries call their customers users.
Yes.
Right. I put that up and the resistance from people who are on social media to that was just like if you went to an addict and had an intervention. I don't have a problem. I don't have a – what are you talking about? I don't have a problem. You have a problem. It was like this gut reaction, and I'm like, all I did was put up a quote that said – there are two industries that say users.
And you're
freaking
out. I didn't
say anything. And all I did – and you are losing your mind. I'm like, there it is right there. That's it. There's the summary statement.
So what do you give it?
Yeah, how many?
I give it 5 gigantic cowbells.
Big cowbells. God, I need more cowbells.
Do you want to say one last thing about The Great Hack? Should people watch The Great Hack after watching The Social Dilemma?
Well, as you and I discussed, and I think that you should talk about this as well, Hooman, is that if you have children, you're going to want to watch The Social Dilemma right now. And if you don't, you may want to watch The Great Hack right now because it has a lot to do with election interference and everything that happened in 2016. But they are both absolutely phenomenal. And thank you for making me watch
Well,
The Great
and
Hack.
You are both absolutely phenomenal.
Thank
Amazing.
You.
And I am loving doing this from the virtual awesome room outside with the view and the pictures and Sarah's great backyard. Oh. There's a squirrel in there. Doesn't that squirrel have a name?
That's Shirley.
Shirley.
She hangs out with me every morning.
There she is.
All right, Tommy Igo, Hooman Khalili Sabet. Wow, who could ask for anything more? Thanks, guys. Great job on the movies
review.
Who
could ask for anything more?
Woo!
Toyota.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you very much to Hooman and to Tommy Igo, drummer extraordinaire, for their review. That actually does sound like if you've got a teenager in the house, you need to watch The Social Dilemma.
You know what? I think we're going to watch it this weekend. It's
you know
super
what?
Important to
Probably
me.
Never
I really,
too early.
I've heard from my buddy watching his daughter come through this. She is an absolute addict of that phone. And I remember I told you this story. Yeah. You probably don't remember it, but she was someone who her phone broke.
And she kept on trying to start it up.
And she kept picking it up and fingering the thing. And he's like, honey, that thing's broken. Stop it. And he's watching her and he's thinking, Jesus, this is absolute addiction I'm watching here. And he knows, we both know something about that. So it was, it's interesting. And, you know, I do believe that there is an upside to social media. I love seeing my old friends from high school and what they're up to and their family photos. And I like to see, especially now that we're separated, you know, six months long.
Up to, right?
I want to see what you're doing on any given day, even if it is painting rocks. I mean, I'm whatever, right?
Right. I agree. So there is, and things like GoFundMe that save people's lives or whatever it is. But to hear that there's an 11-year-old who's got a bully group formed against him and is torturing him, it's heartbreaking. It really is. I don't know what can be done about it, but it sounds like you start by watching and being aware that it's out there and happening.
Right.
Anyway, thanks to them for the review. Don't forget that there's football tonight and Big Brother, you know, and the NBA. I mean, take your choice, whatever you're into, and we will meet you back here on Friday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.